Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
One time, ladies and gentlemen, we are live and direct.
Hey, this is Wade.
And this is DJ CJ. We're the hosts of Discorder Radio.
Here in Vancouver. Vancouver.
Here our new take on the 30-year legacy of Discorder Magazine, your Vancouver Indie Music Monthly. Featuring hot local bands, live interviews, and good times.
Yeah!
Tune in every Tuesday from 5 to 6 for your weekly dose of what's happening in print, on stage, and live on the airwaves. It's Discorder Radio.
Discorder.
On CITR.
CITO.
CITR.
101.9 FM.
101.9 FM in Vancouver.
It's 5 o'clock Tuesday. It's time for Discorder Radio. On CITR 101.9, jam-packed show for you this week. We'll kick it all off right now with the band that is number one on the CITR charts and also in the magazine this week as well. It's Weed, 1,000 Pounds, Discorder Radio, CITR. Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9. That was Weed, with 1,000 pounds off their brand new Running Back album, Weed, fresh off a crazy tour all over North America. And we're very proud of Weed, especially because Hugo is the volunteer coordinator here at CITR. And not only are they number one this week on the CITR charts, thank you so much, Sarah Cordingly, for getting that organized for us, but they are also featured in this month of Discorder magazine on page 56. You can check it out. This is technically our last show of April. So the last time we'll be talking about the April issue. There's lots of lasts that are happening this week. One of the lasts, which we're a little bit sad about, is it's the last show for a while of basically the foundation of the show. CJ the DJ, who is sitting on this side of the control board for the first time since about 2012.
That is true, actually. I didn't think about that. It's a great time.
Yeah. Mr. Matt Muse of The News with Matt Muse has taken over the production.
How's it going?
Reigns. How you doing, buddy?
I'm flying by the seat of my pants here. It's going to be a fun show.
So far, so good. Liz Holiday is in here, as always, looking stylish.
Yes, I am. I'm doing the exact same job as I always have, so you have that to look forward
to. But looking damn good doing it.
Oh, all the time.
Thank
always.
You. Yeah. She makes sure that Discord Radio stays fashionable.
That's my one job.
Nice. So, CJ, no, oh, sorry, did you have more to say there, Liz?
Nope,
didn't mean to cut you off.
Nope.
CJ, your last show for a while. Why don't you tell the fine Discorder Radio fans what you're up to?
What am I up to?
Yeah.
Well, I just finished my last day of school. Well, last day of the semester at school. I have 6 months more to go. Sorry, till the end of August. It's not 6 months.
Yeah. And where are you at school?
Nimbus.
Ah, yes.
Fine folks at CITR would know Nimbus.
They would, yes. A prestigious recording audio school here in Vancouver. And we're very proud that DJ CJ is one of the esteemed students in the program, and we're of course supporting your continued education. So we're gonna give you a hall pass for the summer and let you go and do some school and welcome you back in September.
Thank you, sir.
Excellent. Another thing that is on its last legs, but another kind of while it's a show of lasts or lasts for a while, we'd like to give a bit of an official send off to the event known as Common Courtesy at Save On Meats. For the last 2-ish years, Save On Meats has been hosting an event every Saturday night where different musical artists in Vancouver come out and just play records. They play their favorite records or CDs or MP3s. We actually were invited, CJ and I were invited to play our favorite selection about a year ago, but unfortunately you were not well at the time, but you're better than ever now. But I guess we unfortunately missed the boat on that one. Maybe they'll bring Common Courtesy back. We're not sure, but I want to, you know, give a shout out to Adam Fink for being such a great promoter of the event, Jason Corbett of Save On Meats, who has been one of the beacons to make Common Courtesy happen for the last 2 years, and it should be a great night. And this weekend, the musical artists that will be there spinning some of their favorite tunes include Jody Glenham, of which Adam Fink is the drummer in her band, Tim Clapp, aka Tim the Mute, of Kingfisher Blues fame, as well as the members of Phoenix Thunderbird, who are no strangers, in fact, good friends to us here at CITR. So we're actually going to do a bit of a play some music from some of the bands that will be spinning records this Saturday at Save On Meats. And then we'll come back with a very special interview with a couple of guys who are going to be talking about the Ponderosa Fest. Yeah, that's coming up in about 10-12 minutes time. In the meantime, let's play some Phoenix Thunderbird right now, followed by a little Jody Glenham and then Tim the Mute. This is Idle Thoughts from Phoenix Thunderbird, Jordan Ardenaz, Blair Bodnar, and Grant Miner. This is the track Idle Thoughts, Phoenix Thunderbird on Discorder Radio on CITR.
Take time to build you up. This is Beardy Man, and you're listening to Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM.
I wrote this song about a girl that bought a television record from a record store I work at in Vancouver. She walked down Main Street in the rain just to hear me complain about my lousy day, about my lousy fucking life. Still anyway, you're really gonna like this song. It goes na 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 na. You're really gonna like this one. You might like me by the time it's done. It's 8 minutes long, but I might flip it over. I might flip it over. I might flip it over. Oh. I made this record for a girl. You'll probably never hear it, but I put my number in the runout group, so call me if you think that's you. You walked down Main Street in the rain, and you remembered me maybe, but probably you didn't know this riff will change your life still anyway. You're really gonna like this song. It goes na 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 na. You're really gonna like this one. You might like me by the time it's done. It's 8 minutes long, but I might flip it over. I might still flip it over. I might flip it over. Oh.
What up, what up? This is Shad, and this is the Discorder Radio on CITR 101.9 FM.
We're back on Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9. A bit of a 1-2 punch of artists that will be spinning their faves this Saturday night at Common Courtesy at Save On Meats. We heard Phoenix Thunderbird kicking it off there, or that in that 1-2 set with Idle Thoughts. And that was Tim the Mute, a.k.a. Tim Clapp of Kingfisher Blues fame, with the track How You Might Have Lied. I actually got to witness Tim the Mute in full costume with funny red hat and all last Saturday at Neptune Records, a very squished Neptune Records. He played the noon slot right after Tough Age and right between No Sinner. Two bands which we may, if you're good Discord Radio fans, we may just play later in the show. Another artist that is going to be spitting tunes as part of the last ever Common Courtesy this Saturday is a lady by the name of Jody Glenham. I believe we're going to play one of her tracks right about now. This is Gypsy, Jody Glenham, coming back, talking Ponderosa Fest. In the meantime, Jody Glenham on Discord Radio on CITR. Some wicked ways.
Jordan from Phoenix Thunderbird, and you are listening to Discorder Radio on CITR. Yeah.
We're back in. Oh, there you go. We're back on Discorder Radio on CITR. And yeah, that was Jody Glenham with Gypsy. And that was Phoenix Thunderbird for the second time on the show, both Station ID and a song. Congrats, you guys, getting some airplay, some love from us here at Discord Radio today. Some more Discord Radio love wants to be dolled out to a couple other guys who have joined us in the studio last August, and now they're going to join us on the phone from across town. I'd like to welcome back to Discord Radio Chris and Kia of the Ponderosa Fest.
Yeah, hey, what's up, everybody?
How are you?
Hey, guys.
How's it going?
Excellent. Thanks for joining us on the phone, at least.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Right on. So we had the pleasure of meeting, actually, Kia, I believe we met at, was it the Louise Burns show?
Yeah, Golden Youth at the Electric Owl, I think.
Yeah, your mustache was just so large, I had to comment on it. And and little did we know that, I guess, within a year of that fateful meeting, we would have you live in studio here chatting about Ponderosa Fest. So Ponderosa Fest, it's been 2 years now, correct?
That's right. Yeah, exactly. We're going into our third year. Chris, you go ahead, you take it away.
Yeah, no, this is the third annual event coming up in August 21st to 23rd in Rock Creek.
Awesome.
Yeah, we're excited. The last year went really well, and this year's looking even better, so we're excited to get the lineup out there and get people stoked on coming out.
Excellent. So who were some, just for those that are unfamiliar with Ponderosa Fest, can you tell us a bit about what went down last August in Rock Creek?
Yeah, last year we had bands like Gay 90s. You guys must know about Gay 90s in Vancouver.
Yes.
We had Plants and Animals actually came out from Montreal. Braids, another band from Montreal that came out.
Nice.
So we have about 25 bands that came out for the whole weekend, 3 days. There's we've got camping right alongside the Kettle River. Tough to get people out of the river because it's so sweet to hang out in the sunshine, just chilling. And so yeah, it's just a beautiful setting and great music. A lot of people from the coast coming out, and also got fans from Alberta coming out, and the Okanagan, obviously. So you know, it's just growing, and good vibes.
Yeah. Good. Well, congrats to you guys for getting it going. This, I mean, the fact you're able to bring in, like, you know, big names from the East Coast, you know, like Braids, all the way to Little Rock Creek, BC. Kudos to you guys. What?
Thank you.
What is? I don't know. What would you say is the real draw that has made this local festival now grow and in fact thrive? Now that you're having a third go at it.
Yeah, I think. Well, the site is definitely one thing that people are talking about. The site is just so beautiful. We've got the Kettle River, and it's sort of this historical fairground site that we use right in Rock Creek. So that's something that everyone's talking about. Like, they're going floating in the afternoon. So it's just a fun place to hang out to begin with. And then you've got two nights or three nights of wicked music on two stages. So there's just a good energy, a good vibe that's happening out there for people. And really, we're finding people are coming back and they're bringing friends. And that's how we're growing, and that's how we wanted it to go.
Yeah, and it's also just it's an alternative to the you know, current, you know, mainstream music festival that'll, you know, it's massive festivals with all the corporate sponsorship. And you know, we're not huge fans. I'm not saying that it's a bad kind of thing, but we're not huge fans of the you know, the way things are being blown out of proportion. And it's, you know, it's just a different kind of vibe we're going for. We're trying to attract a different crowd. People focus on the music and just good times. We're an independent festival, you know. We're just like Co-op Radio, you know. You want it, you're supported by the people that come out and support it. So that's what we're all about. And you know, I think people are looking for an alternative to the overly crowded huge festivals, you know.
We appreciate you not naming names, but but yes, I can happily name names for if you want. But if you want, yeah, I think it sounds like, I mean, I haven't been, maybe this summer, I hope to go this summer. But it sounds like a nice alternative to spending tons of money. And if I can just, you know, say from personal experience, I felt Squamish last year. Even the lineup was amazing. It was a real hassle getting from like five stages. It was chaos. So I can definitely see the draw with this festival. Now, the festival is not till August, but what's happening this weekend? Why are we chatting with you guys right now?
Yeah,
we're
doing a lineup launch party. It's something we wanted to do since year one. Just never had time and resources to do it. So now we're putting on a launch party Saturday at the Anza Club. We're going to feature a few bands, past Ponderosa performers that are going to be playing, and we're going to have an official official release of our lineup. So we're really stoked. It's gonna be great.
Excellent, excellent. Okay, so how about this? Why don't we play one of the bands that'll be featured this weekend at the Anza Club, and we'll come back, we'll chat a little bit more about what to expect not only on Saturday night, but also later this summer. So I know that, Colleen Renison is one of the acts. She was no stranger to CITR and in Vancouver. She was at Record Store Day. We played No Sinner last week. We're going to play something off of her her solo album this week. This is the track White Freightliner from Colleen Renison. We'll come back. We'll talk more with Key and Chris at Ponderosa Fest on Discord Radio on CITR. I'm going down on the highway, listen to them big trucks whine. Why, friend, I don't want you to steal away my mind. Well, New Mexico ain't bad, boys. People there, they treat you kind. Oh, New Mexico ain't bad, Lord. People there, they treat you kind. We're back on Discord Radio, and we're training Matt Muse to work the board. So if the levels are off, that's why. That was Colleen Renison with White Freightliner off of her new album, See the Sky About to Rain. Colleen will be playing this Saturday at the Anza Club as part of the Ponderosa Fest launch party. We're joined with Kia and Chris on the line. And before we get more into the launch party, let's just talk about the festival. So it's happening August 21st to 24th in Rock Creek, BC. we have a website. We have some more information about tickets, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, definitely. Tickets are on right now. We just sold out of the early bird tickets. So regular tickets are on at the site, www.ponderosafestival.com. Yeah, it's been great. We've got a few new add-ons this year, like you can rent a teepee and a few other sort of glamping options, too, to check out. So
nice.
Definitely get on the website and get the tickets. They're moving this year, which is great.
Did you say something like glamping options?
Yeah, we don't like the term glamping, but we don't know how else to describe a teepee experience. If you're not into just sleeping bags on the ground, there's something for you now. So
nice. Nice.
Yeah, and the tickets are $125. That's another thing I want to mention. They're really cheap, $125. It includes camping and the 3 nights of music. So, you know, if you want to compare it to other festivals out there, it's hard to find something that affordable and, guaranteed good times.
Definitely. Now, I know we have the launch party happening this Saturday, but can you maybe tickle our fancy a little bit with potentially a couple of bands that might be on the bill?
If people check out our social media, our Twitter, Facebook, and so we're really trying to, we're giving some hints out this week, started today actually. So if people go check it out, Ponderosa Fest, you can see some of the hints and a few teasers, and they're pretty, I think most people can pretty guess them right. So definitely go and check that out on our social media feeds and check it out.
Sounds good. Otherwise, you can show up to the Anza Club this Saturday to the launch party. We have a couple. Now, we heard Colleen Anderson earlier. She's going to be performing. She played with her band, No Sinner, last summer. Who are some other bands that are going to be on the bill this Saturday night?
Yeah, Chris. Okay, yeah. I'll go ahead. So we've got Colleen, and then we have couple of guys, Sanguido and Chris Couteau. They're really talented musicians. They play in a band called Kuda Pira.
Oh yes.
They played mm-hmm. last year at Ponderosa, and they play in a bunch of bands in town. So this one group that they have, they've called it Los Duendes, and it's a live cumbia act. So if you haven't heard cumbia music, definitely come out. It's gonna get people dancing. That'll be kind of the ending to our night. We also have a secret band that's gonna be playing that we can't officially announce, but we'll have them out on Saturday night. They're going to be a performer from Ponderosa 2013.
So you guys into secrets, huh?
Yeah. Well, secrets.
And then we got our buddy Joshua Old Soul, mm-hmm. who's going to be DJing throughout the night. And he's one of the creators of XVI Records. It's a record label from the UK, actually, and he works with a lot of great artists as well. So, yeah, excited to have him on board.
Excellent. I think we're actually going to play some Joshua Old Soul as well, some of his handiwork. What's this track that we're going to give a bit of a spin here right now? Kia, Chris, you there?
Okay.
You guys sent me a track earlier from Joshua Old Soul.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, this artist's name is Monroe, and the track's called BYOG, Crown Heights.
Nice.
So we'll get them going.
Is that an acronym for something to bring on Saturday night?
BYOG. It should be BYOJS, actually. Bring your own jean shorts party. It's gonna be a good time.
Okay, let's hope the weather worked out for the jean shorts. Okay, hey, thanks so much to Chris and Kia for joining us. Again, check out all their social media streams for all the secrets of the bands that are coming up. And, of course, check out the launch party this Saturday night at the Anza Club. And hopefully check out the Ponderosa Fest this summer, August 21st to 24th in Rock Creek, BC. Thanks so much for joining us, guys.
Appreciate it, guys.
Thank you.
Right on.
Cheers, guys. This is Monroe on Discorded Radio, CITR 101.9.
I got a stack of records here, a stack of records there. I got records scattered all over everywhere, but I'm looking.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting independent music for over 30 years, and it keeps on living by joining efforts with local music supporters such as Vinyl Records. You can find a selection of Vinyl Records' featured albums on the back cover of Discorder and can support your favorite local bands and artists by purchasing their records. For more information on their vast selection of new, used, and rare music, go to vinylrecords.ca.
Con cutapira a gozar la rumba buena, caballero. Mueve tu cadera al son de la marimba, como no.
We are back on Discorder Radio. That was the sweet sounds of Cutapira, who played last summer at the Ponderosa Fest, and actually this Saturday, as part of their Ponderosa launch party, you can hear Los Duendes, which is a side project of Santiago Bigelow and Chris Kudo of Cutapira. And that was a little sample of some of the stuff that you can expect this Saturday. They're playing along with Joshua Oldsoul. He'll be DJing, as well as Colleen Renison of No Sinner fame. It's all happening this Saturday night at the Anza Club. Thanks again to Chris and Kia for joining us to talk about the big launch party. We're going to play some more music from the Ponderosa Files, and we'll come back and we'll switch gears. These guys were performing last summer at Ponderosa Fest, and this became one of my favorite songs of the summer last year. This is Reef Shark. The track is Frozen Beaches, and you're listening to Discorder Radio on CITR 101.9.
Second.
this May 2nd at the Biltmore. Waxahachie with guests Girlpool and Knife Pleats. From Brooklyn, pop singer-songwriter Waxahachie is on tour to support her new release, Ivy Trip. Early show with doors at 8, show at 9. Brought to you by Timbre Concerts on CITR 101.9. You can run, you can hide, you're a giant.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting local music for over 30 years. Thanks to the long-term support of the Rickshaw Theater, Discorder lives. Your favorite bands are playing at the Rickshaw Theater. Check out their calendar just behind the cover of Discorder Magazine or at rickshawtheater.com.
Always so much fun. Ben Sinister from Vancouver. That was the track Fancy Pants from their latest album, Animals. And before that, we heard Reef Shark with one of my favorite tracks from last summer, Frozen Beaches. And by the way, Reef Shark was one of the acts playing at Ponderosa last summer as well. We're very excited for the Ponderosa launch party this Saturday at Anza Club. Okay, we've been pumping Pondy huge. Time to get back to Discorder matters. I actually can't believe it's already... Is that quarter to six already? Where does the time go?
We've had so much fun in so little time.
Yeah, so much fun. Also, so much production. Matt Muse, his first day working the board. Congrats, buddy. We've thrown a lot at you. Phone calls and downloaded files, but you're holding your own.
Well, trial by fire, as they say.
That's it. And DJ CJ, what are you doing? CJ, he doesn't know what to do himself.
Watching.
He's kind of just like hanging out. Like, what are you doing over there?
I'm not really doing anything. This is the first time I've never had to do anything.
You look a little bored, actually.
This is what your summer's going to be like?
It is.
Yeah. We're going to miss you.
All right. We still have another 12 minutes of CJ before he goes for the summer. So let's make these next 12 minutes count. Okay, so back to Discorder Matters. Liz, please.
Yes. So not only did we want to mention the fact, remind everybody to keep their eyes peeled for the new issue, which will be coming out very soon in a couple days. We are almost at the end of April, believe it or not. And while we are saying goodbye to CJ, we are saying hello to May's Discorder edition. So that will be exciting. At the same time, this Discorder, you may know, we had our lovely JC Gibb, leaving us recently.
Facebook, he is.
Yeah, exactly.
He is
Jay-Z. I think that's the reason I just said JC Gibb. Yeah. JC Gibb left us, and this month we have a lovely Alex DeBoer and Robert Catherall kind of co-editing. Mm-hmm. But Discorder Magazine is looking for a new editor in chief. So if you are interested at all and have experience, or even don't have any experience and want to just, you know, toss your name down for that and try out something new and fun and exciting, we really recommend that you submit. What you have to do is send your cover letter and resume to Brenda, I believe. All the information is on the CITR website and the Discorder website. We're looking for someone to take on the editorial duties, and it's a great, involved, and probably hectic, but totally rewarding job. And you get to work with all of us a little bit, which is fun. And, you know, we're nice, I think. So that's good. And yeah, so sign up.
Nice. Stationmanager@CITR.ca. is the email to send it to. That is Brenda, our lovely manager's, lovely station manager's email address. And as Liz said, more information on the CITR website.
Oh, yes. And the deadline is Thursday, April 30th, 2 days. So if you're just hearing this now and you're like, should I do it? Just go for it.
Seize the day.
Jump in there.
Carpe diem.
Carpe diem.
Don't be hasty.
All over. Good.
Excellent. Please. Okay. And one of the great things you'll get to do if you get to be the editor of Discorder Magazine is write about a lot of the amazing musicians that are constantly breaking new ground and breaking new sound in the city. And doing lots of local tours and everything cool. We're going to play a couple bands right now, which we've had. I like to think CITR has had a lot of influence in helping to, you know, give these guys a lot of press in terms of like promoting their new albums, playing their new songs. So there's a tour called the Tough Slime Tour, which is currently somewhere in the States. They're playing really by the way, it's Tough Age, Energy Slime, and Needles Pins, all great Vancouver bands. And they're not just playing your classic West Coast hotspots. They're playing places like Salt Lake City, like Boise, Idaho. Yeah, it's a really different and interesting tour. It's the Tough Slime Tour, and we're gonna play some. And we've given these guys a lot of love recently, but they've given a lot of love right back with all the shows they're playing. And that tour will find its way to Vancouver this Saturday night at the Astoria, I believe. So we're gonna play some Tough Age right now, followed by some Needles Pins. This is The Heart of Juliet Jones from Tough Age on Discord Radio on CITR.
ladies and gentlemen, the tension mounts, the web of security tightens as we await the arrival of Ralph Records recording artists, The Residents.
Doxa, Vancouver's documentary film festival, runs this year April 30th to May 10th. Doxa and CITR 101.9 FM present Theory of Obscurity, a film about The Residents. This Monday, May 4th at the Cinematheque, followed by a Q&A with the filmmaker Don Hardy. Filmmaker Don Hardy, along with noted Residents bands such as Penn Jillette, Simpsons creator Matt Groening, and Jerry Casale of Devo, dive deep into the archives. Monday, May 4th at 8:50. This screening is brought to you by CITR.
Here we go.
Okay. How my life hurts.
If they don't wanna tell me we are something more, I shouldn't tell them where we wanna go. Give me a lot of reasons why I should be okay. Please forgive me, Holly, but I'm your
Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9. Yeah, there you go. Lust for
luck.
Thank you, Matt Muse. I wanted to say lust for life. I was thinking Iggy Pop, but no, lust for luck.
Lust for luck with the numeral four, because there is an actual band in the States somewhere called Lust for Luck with the word, and I was very confused when I had to look them up one time.
So for those not in the Roman numeral deciphering, no, it might be lust if luck.
Well, it's Arabic numerals. It's just the number four.
Oh, yeah, I'm just saying. Lust if luck. That could work. Cool, there you go. They are playing, Matt, you've seen these guys before, rockabilly band from Vancouver. Where are they playing? They're playing this weekend, are they not?
Yeah, they're playing this Saturday at Funky Winkabeans. They're opening for another sort of semi-legendary Canadian rockabilly band called The Creep Show. They're from somewhere in Ontario. I don't know exactly where. I should have looked that up, I guess.
I remember the Creepshow because they have really cool cover art.
Yeah, it's very like Halloween, Frankenstein's monster kind of
totally.
Visuals. Very, yeah. I believe the there's psychobilly would be the weird genre name that they go with. I don't know. I think it's kind of silly, but anyway.
Nice, cool genre name. Or good banjective. And right, they're playing Funky Winker Beans on Saturday night. Around the corner, I mean, so much is happening this Saturday. It's crazy. Around the corner is the Tough Slime Tour. We played Tough Age earlier. They're playing along with Energy Slime and Neil's Pins as well as Fountain. Also Saturday night, of course, is the launch party for Ponderosa Fest, which you chatted about earlier.
And the Music Waste fundraiser.
Oh my God, there's so much going on tonight. It's crazy.
So much.
Yeah.
Saturday night.
Tell us about that one.
The Music Waste fundraiser. It's on Saturday, like we said, at the Toast Collective, I believe. And we have quite a few groups playing there. None of the names, which I can remember, and we don't have the playlist.
It's okay.
There's a lot happening now. So like we said, today is DJ CJ's last day and Matt Music's first day on the boards, and thusly, you can expect a little bit of a technical hiccups
yes.
here and there. But that's the charm of you know, handcrafted radio. It's what we're really all about.
Bottom line is find out what's happening Saturday night. Find out what you want to go to because there's so much to choose from. I picked a bad weekend to go away. Actually, maybe I picked a good weekend to go away because my
FOMO
would
have been
going off
the
charts.
Yeah. I know it would have been.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, no.
Before we close out the show, we want to give pay a little more homage to this lovely magazine, the Great April Edition. Let's get a bit of background tunes right now if we can.
Nope.
Oh, we're not.
We can't
do that. Oh, okay. No problem. All right. Well, I just wanted to give a quick shout out to a couple people. One, Jonathan Q, great article. And two, Sarah DeVacci. She is. I wouldn't even know how to explain her genre. But there's a.
It's like ambient electronic, like experimental ambient electronic. I would say
that's probably a good way of putting it. Yeah. DeVacci, after. Performing after earning an MFA from Mills College in 2012, she's been composing, writing, performing, and working. She had an artist in residency in Rotterdam, Amsterdam, and Banff. Very well-traveled, talented lady. And her new album, Baron's Court, is got some great ambient vibe to it. We have a little sample happening here. There you go. Yeah, we'll let this play for a couple minutes. Let you get into a bit of a serendipitous state for maybe a few moments, and we'll come back with something else. Did I say serendipitous moments? I meant serenity. Filled moments. Big S words. I get them confused sometimes. Okay. So there you go. Yep. You can read more about her in this month. Only on the shelves for another 3 days.
In the next three days.
Exactly. But that was Sarah DeVacci for the April Discord edition. Okay. Moving ahead, as part of the last little bit of the show, CITR is throwing a softball tournament this Saturday. Oh my God, Saturday. So much going on. we had the pleasure of being involved in a couple of tournaments in the past. I remember the underwear affair of September 2013 was quite a classic when we played against the Courtneys. And, you know, everybody got stripped down to their underwear and had a crazy rally. Lots of fun. There's going to be a similar... I don't know if the underwear is going to happen or not, but there is another CITR tourney happening again, a softball invitational this Saturday. We want to send best of luck to all our good friends who are participating in the CITR team. So in honor of that, we are going to play...
A little song by the Isotopes.
Yes.
Matt Muse, what's that one called?
So the Isotopes are a band from Vancouver. You may their name is a reference to a particular fictional softball team from Springfield, somewhere in the United States. It's the Simpsons reference, of course. Some Vancouver punk rock. If you listen to Rocket from Russia, which is a weekly punk rock show hosted by our friend Russian Tim on CITR on Tuesdays earlier today before us, He's been playing them ever since their new record came out, and that's where I heard him. So we're gonna play some on our show too.
All right, let's play Bleacher Creature Girl by the Isotopes on Discord Radio on CITR. Bleacher Creature Girl, which apparently is a reference to a Yankees fan. Thank you for that little tidbit of news, Matt Muse. Isotopes from Nuclear Strike Zone in honor of our CITR softball team, who is going to hopefully kick some softball butt on the field this Saturday. Best of luck to everybody on the team. Sorry, I can't be there joining you guys. And thanks again to everybody who helped make the show possible. DJ CJ, Liz Holiday, Matt Muse, working the board, did a fine job, considering threw a lot of production curveballs at you to keep it in tune with the baseball reference. And,
hey.
And of course, thanks to Key and Chris of Ponderosa Fest for joining us to hype up that event. So much happening this weekend. Hope you guys get out to enjoy some local live music. If you want to find out more about what's happening, feel free to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Discord, or radio here on CITR 101.9 FM. We're going to turn it over to Mike and Flex Your Head. In the meantime, I am Wade, bidding you farewell for the month of April. We'll see you in May and talk to you next week. Cheers, guys.
Please remember to watch your language.
Look, I can't speak without swearing, and I've only got my grade 10, and I haven't had a cigarette since I've been arrested, and I'm ready to f***ing snap. So I'd like to make a request under the people's...